Second question was, do the specific proposals in each of the quarters, again, this is where we get to the point where we may have already covered this, provide sufficient flexibility of use to facilitate regeneration? So are you happy, Mr. Dimon, that we've dealt?
I think we are, as I said, I don't want to sort of go over the points right. The only issue that I might sort of bring to your attention, sir, is in relation, for instance, to S3 and the loss of community facilities, I appreciate that there is a policy within the Mid-Sussex's plan which talks about resisting the loss of such facilities. In terms of flexibility, though, I'm just wondering whether there is any opportunity to recognise in here that if those facilities are lost and there isn't a need for them, then it isn't. There should be some mechanism to recognise that, yes, you should re-provide unless you can demonstrate that there is no need for those facilities. And I understand there have been discussions within the council, not within the planning, but within the estate side of things, looking at exactly what the need for the existing provisions might be. It may not be that it's appropriate at this level, but it is something.
I have actually got a question later on about that on S3, so I'm particularly at that point, so we'll park it for a minute.